Snow White, the Wicked Queen, and Seven Dwarves are back on the big screen today.
I think she's the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Agree to disagree. Let's leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. But do you know her? Ivory skin, black hair.
Her hair is not black, it's raven, and she's 18 years old, and her skin has never seen the sun, so of course it's good.
Mirror, Mirror stars Julia Roberts joining us now to talk more about it. Jen Chaney, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post. Good to have you back, Jen.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the critics' buzz here about the latest Snow White adaptation?
Well, it's definitely a mixed response. You know, the Post review that came out by Sandy Chen, who's a friend and colleague of mine, wasn't really a rave, and she, like many other people, were not terribly happy with Lily Collins' performance. She actually plays Snow White in the film, and Sandy described it as being kind of boring, and that sentiment has been reflected in a lot of the reviews that I've read. Other people were a little bit more positive. You know, the visuals, Tarsem Singh is a director who's known for being very visually stunning, and he's done that here again, but it's sort of a campy, slapsticky take on the tale, and it doesn't seem like it's quite for everybody.
Would kids like it?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that, Hillary, because one of the stories that I read in the Daily Beast, actually, the reviewer took his 8-year-old daughter, and she had lots of positive things to say. She was very taken by the dwarves. So I think kids may like it, but it doesn't sound like it's quite, you know, 100% the sort of enchanting thing that everyone hoped it might be.
You didn't say anything about Julia Roberts, so what's the buzz on her?
Definitely some scenery chewing for Julia Roberts is the sense that I've gotten from what I've read and also just from talking to people. And some people love that, and some people find it a little bit over the top. It's been a while since Julia Roberts has had a big hit, honestly, so it would be in her best interest if this movie does well, but I'm not sure how well it's going to do, especially with The Hunger Games still out there.
It's always fascinating to me that movies come out in clusters, so this isn't the only Snow White movie coming out.
No, and that's the other thing that's interesting, too. This is the first Snow White movie, and then in June we're going to see another one, which is Snow White and the Huntsman, which is, by all appearances, a completely different kind of movie. It's serious. It's action-oriented. You got Chris Hemsworth from Thor in it, and Kristen Stewart from the Twilight films, and Charlize Theron playing the Evil Queen there instead of Julia Roberts. So that looks like it's going to go in a completely different direction, and I'm not sure if this movie is going to necessarily tell us how well that one's going to do.
All right, Jen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jen Chaney, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post.